Also at his weekly general audience today, Pope Benedict called on Europeans to cherish and defend their Christian culture. Lydia O'Kane reports.
In this week's instalment, the Holy Father turned to the monastic reform linked to the great monastery of Cluny in France.
Founded 1100 years ago, Cluny restores the strict observance of the rule of St. Benedict and made the Church's liturgy the center of its life.
The Pope also made reference to Cluny's influence in building Europe's Christian identity.
At a formative time of Europe's history, Cluny helped to forge the continent's Christian identity by its emphasis on the primacy of the Spirit, respect for human dignity, commitment to peace, and authentic and integral humanism.
Pope Benedict XVI also prayed that people would rediscover, appreciate, and defend the rich culture and Christian heritage that, he said, has been part of Europe for centuries. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
The future of a free and united Europe was under discussion today in Brussels as the European Parliament hosted a summit to mark the fall of the Berlin Wall. During the ceremony, Italian MEPs also launched a petition against a recent European court ruling against the display of the crucifix in Italian classrooms. Vatican Radio's Fausta Speranza is in Brussels and has this report.
89 young Europeans with one thing in common, their date of birth, November 9, 1989. The first generation of a Europe united and free took part in a debate Wednesday morning hosted by President Buzek of the European Parliament. These young men and women from across the 27 states have never lived in a Europe divided by war. They never saw the fall of the wall, the tangible representation of the division between freedom and ideology. But the risk of new ideologies on today's generation is ever present. It is no accident that the European Parliament chose this ceremony to launch a petition against the European Court's ruling on the crucifix in Italian schools. Italian MEPs have proposed a declaration on the freedom to display religious symbols representative of the culture and identity of a people in public places. For the text to become a written statement of the European Parliament within the next 3 months, it must obtain support from half of the EU Parliament, in short, from 369 members. The petition that has for once united the Italian majority and opposition parties puts pen to paper. The crucifix must be respected. The cultural and spiritual dimension of the Union must be protected. This is Fausta Speranza reporting from Brussels.